On Monday inside City Hall, representatives of North Star Development, which is redeveloping the Shoreline Apartments complex, advised residents that they'll be able to apply for one of the new homes when finished. But in the meantime, they have until the end of October to move out so that North Star may demolish the current structures. North Star is also offering to help affected residents, but they complain there's not enough time for them to find an adequate alternative, especially with limited low-income housing and wait lists at some complexes up to 2 years. Mayor Byron Brown was asked on Tuesday about the situation and whether this is a case of low-income residents being pushed out in the name of development.
Our goal in the city of Buffalo is to build mixed-income communities where low-income residents can live in any portion of the city of Buffalo and where there are middle and upper income residents as well. So we don't want to see these residents squeezed out.
Common Councilmember David Tronchik, who represents the neighborhood, said on Monday that residents should be given priority for the new apartments. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.